Prime Time replay from Money FM 89.3.
Bacchanalia is no more. I have to say, it was one of my favorite restaurants, even before it won the Michelin star. I think it won the Michelin star because I liked it so much, frankly. It had something to do with it, for sure. But now Bacchanalia has a new direction and a new name. It's officially rebranded as Vianney Massot Restaurant, and the man behind it sits before me. He was previously executive chef of the two Michelin starred L'Atelier de Joël Robuchon. He's a longtime protege of Joël Robuchon. Vianney Massot himself joins me live. How are you feeling today?
Very good, very good. Thank you for having me today.
Hey, thank you for taking time out of, you know, driving your very own restaurant, 27, and now you have a restaurant to call your own. How did that happen?
Yes. Yeah, it's good, and it's a new challenge for me to doing my own restaurant now.
Yes. So you joined Joël Robuchon on your 18th birthday,
yes,
is that right?
Exactly, yeah.
What a birthday present.
On Sunday, I remember.
Really?
Yeah. It was the day of my birthday, and so I celebrate in Joël Robuchon.
I bet that was quite a celebration.
Yeah, good.
So before that, tell me a little bit about yourself before we understand the change in direction.
So I have interest in cooking when I was young, and after I completed my high school, I went to hospitality school to study for culinary diploma.
Uh-huh.
I did my apprenticeship at, the 3 Michelin star restaurant Epicure in Le Bristol.
Oh, yeah.
And I have the chance to be there in 2007 when they get the 3 Michelin star. So when I have...
So you were part of the
17,
team.
Yeah, part of the team when I have 17 years old.
Wow.
So at the small position, but it was quite... unique to discover this experience.
And you worked alongside celebrated chefs, including Eric Fanchon.
Yes. And so after this one, I decided to quit the school and to move straight away
to work.
So I chose to go to join Joël Robuchon team. When I start with him, after I keep going for 9 years, so it was just a unique experience for me, and I have the chance to develop also the new recipe with him in the laboratory. It was very unique to working side by side with him for 5 years.
Yeah, he was a real innovator, right?
Yeah. Just amazing experience. And after I'm moving in a Bordeaux, in a restaurant La Grande Maison, for the opening for 2 years. And at the end, I'm moving to Macao as a sous chef.
Yes.
For the 3 Michelin star. And after 2 years, so I'm moving to Singapore. So...
What a journey it's been, and you're just 27, my goodness me. Now, I remember...
Running a lot for 9 years.
Yeah, when Bacchanalia was renamed last year, I believe, October 2018, you were in the picture. Then it was Bacchanalia by Vianney Massot, and I had the opportunity to try your food. So now it's being renamed to Vianney, you're right, restaurant.
Yes, exactly. So,
how is that changing things?
So we decided to rename because, you know, when I took over in October, I was it was new for me also to as chef for my own restaurant.
Yeah.
So it was a new experience for me. So I changed the concept. I changed the seating, the decoration, everything.
I remember that. Yeah.
So, but I would like to make sure I'm sure about my concept. So I say, okay, I will taking 6 months to work near the team, everybody, to feel if the concept is going right.
Uh-huh.
And after 6 months...
So what is the culinary direction for Vianney Massot restaurant? Is it still French?
Still French.
Contemporary French fine dining.
Yeah, contemporary French fine dining. Yeah.
Tell me about this concept of an auteur's table.
So auteur's table is a concept because the idea of this restaurant is more to receive the customer as they're coming to my home. So when they entrance to the restaurant, I'm the first one to...
greet them?
Yeah, to greet them. So, auteur's table is the idea really to say to the customer, you are in my home and I'm here with my team to share my passion and the passion of my team and to show everything.
Yeah, I really felt that.
Everything you
there.
Can see. I remember you was in a chef table, if I'm not wrong.
I was in the chef's table.
So you see, you can see everything. So, and I like this idea to share with our customer, and I think they like this now. And and he's
so
good.
So the sense is everybody is at the auteur's table, the whole restaurant, feel any table
well,
that you're
after
at.
You have suitable in a kitchen where you can really enjoy the kitchen atmosphere. And after we have four tables who people like a bit more intimist.
Oh, right, for
they
some
can
privacy.
Have, yeah.
Round the back, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Just tremendous. Certainly a restaurant that you want to head down to if you haven't already been there. I was just recalling my experience at Chef's Table with Chef Vianimas. So at the helm, and this is at 39 Hong Kong Street. Small restaurant. How many does it seat again?
We're doing around 20 seater maximum.
Really intimate. Yeah. Everything from the attention to detail.
Yeah.
It feels like fine dining and yet delivered with a sense of, I suppose, familiarity, comfort.
This is the idea to take out a bit the stiff...
Yeah, it's not a white linen table and you know, you have to worry about which cutlery to use sort of experience. It really is tremendous. I enjoyed it. So I understand that you and your chefs, you personally greet diners and you also want to engage in conversation with your diners to share your passion and
your love
for food, right? Mm-hmm. Tell me about some of your signature dishes.
So actually, in a restaurant, we're working with the Four Seasons with the French product. So every season, I will try to doing a new signature dish. So example, for the black truffle, we have the macaroni. So macaroni is very classic dish for French, but I'm trying to do something a bit more unique to making a piece like of art, but to also keep the tasty. And we'll say the tasty. So it's just a small pasta cutting when I insert each black truffle inside. And after, inside, you're having a stuffing of celery, foie gras, parsley, a duxelle of mushroom. Mm. And the sauce is a Périgordin sauce. So when you're eating, it's all making a round, you know?
Well, you made me hungry, that's for sure. Chef Vianimaso is my special guest. He's heading Vianimaso Restaurant, just 27, apprenticed with Joël Robuchon, and before that, a number of other celebrated chefs in Paris. And so you got to see firsthand Joël Robuchon shaping recipes. Any of his influences we can see in this menu?
Yeah, I think my 9 years working with Mr. Robuchon I want to keep the DNA of Mr. Robuchon, not all, but I think is what Mr. Robuchon doing before and for the 9 years I saw with him, I think is the right way how to doing the food and to doing also restaurants. So is one thing, and also to pay homage to him because, you know, he's passed away last August, last August. So, the idea with the restaurant is to keep going what I see with Mr. Robuchon and to have my prop identity with my prop vision and also to collaborate with all the team to making right everything.
Yeah, I remember your pastry chef, your dessert chef is really passionate.
Yeah, and she's very young also.
Yes.
And she's very talented.
Yes.
She's, I think, same to me, 27 years old.
Oh, very young
team.
Yeah.
Young team, but passionate. And I think when you are young, it's not meaning you don't know.
Inexperience.
Mm. Is you need to have the passion and the envy to do every day and to try better every day. I'm very proud of my team all around me.
I can feel it when I walked in. Everybody knew everybody and was very friendly and very proud of each of the dishes that they prepared. Tell me a little bit more about what's on the menu, what people can't miss maybe this weekend.
So actually, we have a green pea, amazing green pea from France, very fresh green pea from a very quality producer, Sylvain Erard, who is working all the year to produce green pea. So you have green pea, you have a green asparagus, you're having a white asparagus, you can have a kinky with the eggplant caviar. Of course, you have the caviar imperial from Sologne serving with the white asparagus. So all the high quality produce you can have at the best moments and the best moment of the season.
Mm. What are your hopes for the restaurant in 2019, now that it bears your name?
So 2019, I hope first to make happy all my customers. This is my first thing to all the customers, and they come back every time. And to have almost like a relationship with my customer.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, I will be happy to have a good recognition from some very high guide, like a Guide Michelin. I will be very happy they honor what we are doing with all the team. Yeah. And I think it will be good present for everybody.
Yes.
So, yeah, let's see.
Yes. Let's see. Yeah. Yes, I'm rooting for you. I hope that does happen. Chef Vianney Masso is executive chef and executive director of the Vianney Masso restaurant at 39 Hong Kong Street. If contemporary French is up your alley, French fine dining, I have to say, with a twist.
With a twist. I want to offer a fine dining kitchen, but same I say before.
With personality.
I want my customer to be relaxed.
Yeah.
I don't want any... I just want people to be relaxed and they feel at her home, not outside. They feel in home, just relax, chat, enjoy good food, enjoy good wine. Mm. And, sharing passion and just
certainly
enjoy
something
time.
Worth checking out this weekend. It is art on a plate, for sure. Chef Vianney, thank you so much for being here.
My pleasure. Thank you so much.
You've been listening to Influence. I'm Michelle Martin.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.